Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, From Soldier to Statesman, The Relentless Rise of Ulysses S. Grant by Jasmine Diggin is a biographical historical narrative focused on one of the central American figures of the 19th century. The book presents Grant not only as the Union general associated with decisive Civil War victories, but also as a public figure whose rise from modest Ohio origins to the presidency reflected endurance, discipline, and personal restraint. Its purpose is partly corrective. It asks readers to look beyond simplified images of Grant as merely a battlefield commander or an underestimated president, and to consider the continuity between his military habits, his character, and his later public life. Based on the available description, the work emphasizes Grant's quiet leadership style, strategic clarity, perseverance under pressure, and final literary achievement through his memoirs. It is positioned for readers interested in American history, military leadership, presidential biography, and character-centered studies of public life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Grant's rise from rural Ohio as a study in endurance rather than privilege. A central emphasis of the book is Grant's movement from modest beginnings in rural Ohio to national command, and eventually the presidency. This framing matters because it presents Grant's rise as gradual and earned rather than inevitable. The biographical arc highlights endurance as a historical force. Grant is not portrayed as a figure propelled by social advantage, theatrical ambition, or early public brilliance, but as someone whose steadiness became visible when circumstances demanded it. That interpretation fits a broader reassessment of Grant in modern biography, where his plain manner and lack of self-advertisement are treated not as weaknesses, but as part of his effectiveness. By connecting his origins to his later conduct, the book suggests that Grant's leadership was rooted in habits of persistence, modesty, and practical judgment. The significance of this approach is that it makes his success intelligible without romanticizing it. Grant's development becomes a case of character meeting historical crisis, where ordinary discipline acquired extraordinary consequence during the Civil War and after. Secondly, a modern command style built on clarity, movement, and refusal to drift, the book gives particular weight to Grant's military approach, describing it as strikingly modern in its preference for clarity of purpose and sustained action. This is an important interpretive choice because Grant has often been misunderstood through reductive judgments about brute force or attrition. Diggin's account, as described, emphasizes a different logic. Grant avoided dramatics, resisted paralysis, and kept operational goals in view. Fort Donelson, Shiloh, and Vicksburg are treated as examples of his strategic focus rather than simply as famous battlefield episodes. The reasoning behind this interpretation is that Grant's effectiveness came from aligning action with purpose. He did not depend on spectacle or ornate rhetoric. He pressed advantages, absorbed setbacks, and maintained pressure when hesitation might have allowed opponents to recover. This topic also makes the book relevant beyond military history. It presents leadership as the disciplined management of uncertainty, where decisiveness is not recklessness but the ability to act coherently when information is incomplete and consequences are high. Thirdly, the humanizing portrait of a misunderstood Civil War figure. The book's portrait of Grant is described as deeply human, which suggests that it is less interested in presenting a flawless hero than in correcting a flattened public image. Grant has long been subject to competing reputations: victorious Union commander, controversial president, quiet man of few words, and later author of one of the most admired military memoirs in American literature. By emphasizing humility, quiet strength, and perseverance, Diggin appears to foreground qualities that are easy to miss in accounts dominated by battles and political office. The humanizing dimension is significant because it links public action to private temperament. Grant's restraint, lack of flamboyance, and endurance under hardship become central to understanding his historical role. This does not require ignoring the complexities of his presidency or the difficulties of Reconstruction-era governance. Rather, it frames his life through the continuity of character under changing pressures. The result is a biography that invites reconsideration of Grant as a person whose understated manner shaped both his effectiveness and his later reputation. Fourthly, From Generalship to Statesmanship as a Test of Character in Public Life. The title's movement from soldier to statesman points to a key structural concern: how qualities developed in war translated, imperfectly and importantly, into national leadership. Grant's presidency followed the Civil War and unfolded during the difficult Reconstruction period, when questions of Union, citizenship, federal authority, and national memory remained unresolved. The available description does not indicate that the book offers a dense political history of the administration, so its likely emphasis is on continuity of character rather than exhaustive policy analysis. Grant's public life can be read as a test of whether wartime steadiness, integrity, and perseverance could meet the less clear-cut conflicts of governance. The book appears to position his statesmanship as part of the same life pattern that shaped his military career and ability to endure pressure, resist self-display, and continue acting despite criticism or uncertainty. For readers, this creates a bridge between biography and civic reflection, or showing how personal virtues can matter in public office while also facing limits in complex political environments. Lastly, final adversity in the memoirs as Grant's last act of discipline, the book's treatment of Grant's final years appears to give special attention to illness, financial ruin, and the writing of his memoirs with encouragement from Mark Twain. This episode is historically important because it reveals a different kind of resolve from battlefield command. Grant wrote under severe personal pressure, hoping to provide financial security for his family while confronting his own declining health. The personal memoirs of Ulysses S. Grant are widely regarded for their clarity, restraint, and directness, qualities that mirror the leadership traits the book emphasizes throughout his life. By ending with this literary achievement, Diggin can connect Grant's final labor to his earlier habits of purpose and perseverance. The memoirs are not merely an epilogue to a military career. They become evidence of how Grant understood duty, memory, and legacy. This focus also broadens the book's appeal because it treats writing as an act of character. Grant's last achievement stands as a disciplined effort to impose clarity on experience before time ran out. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want an accessible, character-focused introduction to Ulysses S. Grant, rather than a narrowly academic study of military campaigns or presidential policy. It will appeal to those interested in Civil War leadership, American biography, presidential history, and practical lessons drawn from historical lives. Its main intellectual benefit is the reconsideration of Grant's reputation, instead of treating him as a one-dimensional general or a passive public figure. It presents a continuous pattern of humility, endurance, strategic focus, and duty. Readers looking for leadership insights may find value in the book's emphasis on clarity of purpose, calm action under pressure, and the difference between quiet authority and public spectacle. Compared with larger scholarly biographies of Grant, this work appears to stand out through concision, readability, and a strong thematic focus on personal resilience. It does not seem designed to replace exhaustive histories of the Civil War or Reconstruction, but to offer a focused portrait of why Grant's life still matters. Its distinguishing feature is the integration of battlefield command, public service, and final literary achievement into one coherent account of character tested repeatedly by circumstance. If you would like to support Jasmine Diggin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.